Get out your pencils. It's time for Church Secretary.
Some people think the pastor is the head of the church. God bless them, I say. I know better. I ought to. I'm the church secretary. It was a silent night in the church sanctuary. Too silent. The church musicale was unfolding and the shepherds were quaking as little Bobby Hankler forgot the lines to Luke 2:13 and was slowly backing away from the audience like a trapped criminal. The shepherds started to giggle and poke the angel of the Lord with their staffs until Mrs. Kiki Spinkler came on stage to take over, and suddenly they all were sore afraid of Mrs. Kiki Spinkler. She herded them out. The only other incident was with Kathy Smedlow, who was playing Mary and had been told to stare fondly at the Christ child during the proceedings. Unfortunately, the Christ child, in this case, was a bright yellow light bulb hidden in the straw, and by the time the primary children had sung, "What child is this?" Kathy had to be led from the manger and brought to the choir room to lie down. So things were going pretty much as usual when Dick Forlow, a tenor who was dressed as a wise man, tugged at my sleeve.
Elsie, we need to speak with you. Hurry.
He led me into the lobby, and suddenly there was with him a multitude of unheavenly choir members whining and saying,
"Oh, Elsie, we're all terribly afraid. If you don't help us now, the Christmas pageant will be ruined."
"Oh, do not be afraid, Dick Forlow. Just bring me the bad tidings."
"We're running out of time. We've got to find that tape."
"Tape? What tape?"
"The background tape for Tina Beamish's big final number."
"It's gone."
"And now she won't be able to sing."
"All right. Come and behold the story." The choir had been rehearsing for this Christmas musicale since September. They'd been practicing the final number, which is a 13th century Christmas mass by Righelini Bischetto, sung in its original Latin.
"We didn't know what we were getting into."
"Yeah, I thought the Latin nativity would sound like my Harry Belafonte Christmas album."
Then, like the first Christmas, a star suddenly appeared on the horizon to save the people. The star, in this case, was Miss Tina Beamish. She once sang for Bill Gaither. When Pastor Arlen Backstrom heard she was coming home for Christmas, he asked her to provide the final number. She was so delighted. She wrote a special song just for the occasion.
Speaking for the choir, we were joyful and triumphant.
We sang in exaltation.
It's true.
I never sang.
Well, I sang, and so did Mark.
Mark Swenson, the innkeeper, sang?
No, Mark Harold, the angel, sang.
And now the tape is gone, and Tina Beamish can't sing the final number at all.
Yeah. Tina Beamish is so upset she locked herself in the music room.
And we'll have to sing the Latin finale.
We've been rehearsing since Labor Day, and we still can't pronounce the word.
Has anyone talked to Tina Beamish?
Nope, but it's all Tina Beamish's fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if she could just have sung something with the organist, we wouldn't be in this trouble.
I hate taped music, especially at Christmas.
I think Tina's changed since she became famous. Goodness, locking herself in the music room?
Yeah, and she's gained a lot of weight in the last few years.
But then, who hasn't?
Isn't that the truth? Settle down. We don't have time to argue. We have to find that tape. How much time do we have?
Well, there's the handbell choir.
Yeah, there's the women's quartet.
Then there's Jeffrey Meng, who sings I Wonder as I Wonder on the saw.
Oh, what a gift.
He's great. He also made my new cabinets.
And then we're on.
Okay, let's spread out. Check everywhere and be careful. I have every belief that that tape was stolen. I hurried up into the balcony. I wanted to talk to the one man who might have seen the tape, the sound man, Garth. Garth once ran the sound for a Christian punk band called Plague of Frogs. I found him in the booth. Garth?
What?
Garth, what do you know about the Tina Beamish music accompaniment tape?
Not if you cover it with salve, it won't.
Tina Beamish's tape. Have you seen it?
Yeah, maybe. Have you tried soaking it?
The Tina Beamish tape, it's missing.
Ah, good for him. Sweet as a honeybee, I say.
Thank you. By the way, the sound is great tonight.
Yeah, same deal.
I stopped by the sanctuary to see if the handbell choir had started. Joy Mitchell, an alto, was standing at the door, so I asked her. So, Joy, bells are ringing.
Oh, yeah, they're halfway through. Listen, do you know if any stores are open on Christmas Day?
Well, I heard LaBelle's on Christmas Day.
Thanks.
I sped back to the music room where Tina Beamish had locked herself in, and I talked with her manager, Sid, who was outside.
Tina, baby, sweetums, come on out, angel cakes. You could sing something else.
Excuse me, what did she say?
She wants to sing the song on the tape.
What is the song on the tape?
It's from her album, the Kmart Christmas. It's called The Baby in the Blue Light Special.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the blue light is the Star of Bethlehem. And you sang it lovely, sweetheart.
When did you last see the tape?
Oh, last night at rehearsal, after she sang it for the Minister of Music and did a sound check. And they loved you last night, baby. You brought the steeple down.
How long has she been in there?
Ever since we lost the tape. I guess she took the news pretty hard.
Who told her the tape was lost?
Oh, I don't know, really. It all seemed to happen at once. The Minister of Music must have told her. He was the last one who talked to her. I feel just awful about all this.
You seem like you're a very nice man.
Thanks, babe. You know, there's a little bit of goodwill in everyone, even tucked away in a manager.
I knew we had just a couple of minutes left. I went to the choir room. I had to check with the one man who might be at the bottom of all this. The Minister of Music and our own ghost of Christmas pest, Dr. Adrian Tremaine. He was sort of a cross between Scrooge, the Grinch, and Leona Helmsley. Having Adrian Tremaine in charge of the Christmas pageant was like having Darth Vader plan Space Mountain. I found Adrian in the choir room with the rest of the choir.
All right, we have 3 minutes. Everyone, we are going to do the Latin Mass, and I don't want to hear any more about it.
Aww. Just wait 1 second, Adrian.
Yay! That's Dr. Tremaine, Flossie. And 1 second is all we've got.
Elsie, and I think I have a few questions about the missing tape.
Oh, don't butt in now. We only have 3 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes before we have to go on, and we are going to do the Latin Mass.
Aww. Excuse me, do I still have to play the harp?
No, just strike the harp and join the chorus.
Okay.
But first, Adrian, tell me, did you hear any of Tina Beamish's recorded music last night at that sound check?
Music? Ha! I heard her tape, if that's what you mean.
You never wanted Tina Beamish here in the first place, did you?
She was brought in against my will. Apparently, I am the only one here who can recognize bad music.
What do you know about bad music?
I am the Minister of Music. I know everything about bad music.
Did you tell her the tape was missing?
No, I didn't know. Nobody told me. Nobody can tell me anything.
I'll say.
I like Tina Beamish.
Me too.
I just wish she didn't have taped accompaniment.
Why can't she use the piano?
It's Tina Beamish's fault.
Yeah. That's right.
Wait, everyone, settle down. Dick, go get Carl the custodian. I know exactly what happened. Hurry, we have just a couple of seconds.
Do you know what happened? Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion of Church Secretary.
This case is harder to crack than last year's Christmas cookies. If you haven't a clue, then rewind the tape and make a list, check it twice, and see if you got it or if it's no dice. When you're ready, press play and see if you're right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Hey, nobody promised you Shakespeare. Good luck.
And now, for the exciting conclusion of Church Secretary.
We can't wait any longer. We have to do the Latin Mass. Right now, people in the sanctuary are sitting and waiting for the final number.
Tell Jeffrey to do another encore. I know where that tape is, and I can still save the show.
Hello there. Did somebody ask for a custodian?
Carl, just in time. Everybody, let's go to the music office. We've got to get Tina Beamish out of there.
Yeah, okay. Let's get her.
Right. I'll give that prima donna a piece of my mind.
Yeah, I'd like to crown her with many crowns.
Wait a minute, all of you. Carl, open that door.
Okay, you just jiggle it around a little bit. There you go.
Here.
Let me out! Sid, why didn't you let me out?
You mean you couldn't get out?
We thought you locked the door because you were upset, Angel.
Upset? Why?
Because your accompaniment tape was lost.
Well, now it isn't lost. It's right here, sugar.
You mean you had it the whole time?
That's right. She didn't lock herself in on purpose. It's that door.
Yeah, sometimes it sticks, you know.
Elsie, how did you know she was locked in?
It takes a clear, inquisitive mind.
Yeah, and Elsie gets stuck in there all the time, don't you, little girl?
Oh, well, once or twice.
Well, there's no time for that now. Everybody, let's do the Latin Mass. Oh,
but we'd like Tina to sing.
Yeah. I hate Tape's accompaniment.
Hey, babe, you already paid the deposit.
The people are waiting for the big finale.
The Latin Mass.
No, we want Tina.
Anybody know any other masses?
Tina! Listen, wait a minute.
Suddenly, we all stopped, and we could hear voices singing coming from the sanctuary. It was the congregation, quietly singing without a choir, without a big finale, without anyone leading them. Parents, children, young and old. Even Pastor Backstrom was sitting in the back row with his eyes closed, singing like it was a prayer. We all just stood there and put our hands in our pockets. Here we were, all worried about a big finish, worried about putting on a show and keeping them entertained. And the real truth is that people don't need a big production. They just come to church to reach up to God together and know that God cares enough that He'd reach down to us. That's the best part of Christmas, I think. That God loves us enough to reach down and be with us. The angel said to Joseph, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us." God didn't need a big production then, and He doesn't now. We sang a few more hymns, then Pastor Backstrom stood up and said a prayer. Then we all went down to Fellowship Hall to have some Christmas cookies. When I left, there were still some people shaking hands and wishing each other a Merry Christmas. You have a Merry Christmas, too. From all of us at the church, and especially from me, the church secretary.